According to court documents, Sitka police were summoned to a Wachusett Street apartment on September 28th of last year on a report of a man dying. Officers found Scott Thomason on the floor of the apartment, lying in a pool of blood, a victim of apparent stab wounds. In their felony complaint, officers reported that Keto made several incriminating statements at the scene, including, "He tried to kill me," "He was picking on me," and "He didn't know I was a martial artist." A broken 8-inch fillet knife was found in a kitchen trash can. Sitka EMS personnel transported Thomason to Sitka Community Hospital. Court documents state that Thomason had no pulse on arrival to the emergency room. Doctors resuscitated Thomason and medevaced him to Seattle for further treatment, where he subsequently recovered. Keto's case was referred to the Office of Public Advocacy in Palmer and to attorney Marcy McDaniel. McDaniel challenged the original indictment in a hearing and subsequent motion this spring. McDaniel wrote that the original grand jury transcript indicated that jurors were looking for clarification on whether Keto could be charged with a lesser crime of attempted murder in the second degree. Keto and Thomason were both intoxicated at the time of the incident. They also had a long association from many years living in Petersburg. According to the grand jury transcript, jurors asked the district attorney to explain the difference between attempted murder in the first and second degrees and what role intoxication played in the charges. Again, according to the transcript, a juror asked, "If we, hypothetically speaking, thought that second degree fit better and we didn't like first degree," to which the DA responded, "If you want to return an indictment in the second degree, you can do that, and the question for you is whether repeatedly stabbing someone in the back with a fillet knife that's at least 8 inches in length shows intent to commit murder or shows intent to commit serious physical injury." On the role of intoxication, the prosecutor told jurors that it was an affirmative defense that has to be raised by the defense counsel. In her motion to dismiss the indictment, defense attorney McDaniel argued that the prosecutor answered both questions wrong. "The crime of attempted second-degree murder does not exist under Alaska law," McDaniel wrote. "The prosecutor should have read the statute of first-degree assault." McDaniel claimed the prosecution's reply prejudiced the grand jury's deliberations. More significant, according to McDaniel, was telling the jury that it could not consider evidence of Keto's intoxication. First-degree attempted murder requires specific intent. While voluntary intoxication is not a defense, it can negate intent. The prosecutor should have told the grand jury that it was able to consider evidence of Keto's intoxication, McDaniel wrote, as it bore on the issue of whether Keto intended to kill Thomason. Following his arrest last fall, Keto was detained in the Lemon Creek Correctional Facility pending $25,000 in bail. Keto will face the superseding indictment of attempted murder in the first degree and assault in the first degree in a trial beginning August 10th in Sitka Superior Court. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.